From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Trinity High School in Euless, Texas, has one of the top football teams in the country. According to Sports Illustrated, it's number one. It's not exactly breaking news that Texas fields some of the nation's best high school football, but the Trinity Trojans are different. The backbone of this team, its offensive and defensive heart and soul, is Tongan. That's right, Tongans from the Pacific island of Tonga. NPR's Wade Goodwin has a story.
It's Friday night in Texas, and all over the state, high school football stadiums are packed with hundreds of thousands of people celebrating one of their most important and historic tribal customs. The rituals are precisely defined. There must be music and chanting. Sticks are twirled and thrown spinning into the night sky. The tribe's future, its strong young men and women, paint their faces and perform amazing feats of physical prowess for the pleasure and admiration of their people. But when it's Trinity High School's warriors who are preparing for Friday night battle, there is now one additional tribal ritual. Just before kickoff, a massive Tongan offensive lineman, Isakele Cocker, leads his fellow Tongans and the rest of his Trinity teammates in a haka. Isakele moves around the field, gesturing in a primal, ancient way. His men affirm their readiness with chants and slaps to their legs and chests. Watching this spectacle unfold in a North Texas suburban football stadium seems both surreal and somehow just fine, totally appropriate.
There's lots of people that are unfamiliar with what is the Tongan population and where are they from? Where is Tonga? Where are those islands?
Mike Harris is the young principal of Trinity High School in Euless, a suburb between Dallas and Fort Worth next to DFW Airport. Trinity is a big high school with a sprawling campus, 10 through 12, and 2,200 students in those three grades.
Whenever we travel to other schools and other events or people come here, you know, they're surprised to see our population.
Of course, let's not get carried away. This is suburban North Texas, and Trinity is half white. But another 15% are Hispanic, 15% are black, and 13% are Pacific Islander. To be Pacific specific, Tongan. So how did a community of more than 3,000 Tongans come to be in Euless, Texas, of all places? Knew you'd ask. Once upon a time in the early 70s, a Tongan man who worked for American Airlines and his wife moved to Euless.
The first Tongan couple that moved here to Euless is Halatono and Siupeli Netane.
Ofa Faivasiale, a Tongan whose family moved to Euless when she was a teenager in the mid-80s, has been doing an oral history of the Tongan community in North Texas.
When they arrived here, they realized that the cost of living was inexpensive, plenty of jobs over at DFW Airport. Then they told their friend and their families, and by word of mouth, really.
Siali's own story is informative. She was in the first wave of Tongans to arrive. Initially, the big brown girl was an outcast. Nobody knew from Tonga.
I remember coming here and going to high school at North Richland Hills, where it was nothing but cowboys. So I felt very out of place and didn't have a lot of friends. You know, I wasn't approached a lot, but I moved to Trinity. And I'll tell you what, there was just a whole different atmosphere to Trinity High School.
The word got out in the Tongan community. Trinity High School was a place where Tongans could be themselves. And the conservative Texans discovered that, surprisingly, they had a lot in common with Tongans. For example, Tongans are intensely family and community-oriented, and Tongans also don't believe in sparing the rod.
The police here can pick up a kid and run him over to the house and say, "Mom, Dad, we caught him, you know, mouthing off or stealing or whatever, you know." Well, then, I hate to say it, but it's normal in our culture. You know, you get a butt whipping. You know, your mom whips your butt, and then your daddy whips your butt, and then your uncle can come along and go whip your butt, too.
That sort of accountability goes over big here, and this sports-happy Texas culture also heartily approves of the Tongans' tendency toward the physical. Trinity High School's head football coach, Steve Lineweaver, describes it in a very political way.
I think we've been blessed with a diverse group that brings their own strengths to the program, predominantly Tongans, that bring a passion of for the game of football.
A passion for hitting?
Yes. They're very physical. A lot of them are very large.
Large, and when they're in high school, fast, too. In the Trinity weight room, the team turns weight training into a party. They face off in rows and lift and jerk heavy free weights above their heads, then drop them to the rubber floor like they're big and bad, and don't they know it. Senior wide receiver Alex Jones loves him some Tongans.
We got a lot of freaks of nature, really, that come and kick people's butts.
As the Tongan community has grown in Euless, so has the success of Trinity football. In just the last 4 years, they've won their first two state championships. Last year, all five offensive linemen and their tight end were offered college scholarships. While other top Texas high school football programs have gone to the spread offense, throwing the football all over the lot, Trinity plays smash mouth, running it down the other team's throat. Jones says he takes great pleasure watching the other team's high-powered offense standing forlornly on the sidelines while Trinity grinds their defense into the dust, the game clock spinning like a merry-go-round.
A couple years ago, our entire offensive line outweighed the Washington Redskins' offensive line.
We're not pass blocking. Stick your nose between his numbers. Here we go. Hit. Good. That's what some of you guys got to learn. You got to bring the hat.
Senior defensive end Vi Sapoy says he wasn't always the smartest guy in the classroom, but from the fourth grade on, he worked his tail off so that he could fulfill his boyhood dream to play football for Trinity High.
Playing for Trinity, it's not just a sport to everybody, you know. Everyone takes it seriously. It's more like a career.
On Friday night, the stands are packed. Midway through the first quarter, a Trinity running back bursts through the middle of his offensive line, cuts right, and explodes into the opponent's backfield, streaking down the sideline, the defensive safeties desperately giving chase. The opposing head coach smacks his clipboard against his leg in frustration as they finally push the Trojan runner out of bounds inside the 10. Everyone knew that play was coming. The problem is, how do you stop it? Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.